Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to A Better Love. I'm your host, Dr. Greg. Today, we're going to dive into our last conversation with Haley Almeida about what to do when frustration may come up on a long hike or a long time that you're with your partner or date or something in nature. Let's listen in.
Don't suggest that if you're in a long-term relationship that you wait for a long hike to bring up a really serious matter. I would encourage you, ladies and gentlemen, to enjoy a stress-reducing conversation on the daily so you can stay up to date with your partner's love maps and understand their world and what they're thinking and feeling about on the daily basis. But if you do wait for the weekend to talk about something and you're going out in nature, I think it's a beautiful setting to be able to do that well. If we can get away from all the stimulus, again, right? All the stuff that's going on and just actually have a meaningful, emotionally connecting, fun time in nature and also a conversation, good deal. But what about when you get pissed off with your partner on a hike? You've got like 2 hours on this thing and you're in the middle of somewhere and now you're feeling something and it's not fun. What are your thoughts about how a couple navigates that?
Yeah, absolutely. And like I had mentioned before, yeah, I've been in situations where I've seen this happen where couples will be on the trail and they are not having a good time. They could be, I mean, I lived in Colorado and some of the trails there, I mean, it's some of the most beautiful places in the world. And here's this couple on a trail in one of the most beautiful places in the world. And it's almost like they don't want to be there because now they're fighting with each other. And so I think that nature gives us a really good opportunity to take a pause and take in our surroundings and really tune into the soft colors and the softer sounds and the fresh air. And that can be really hard to do when you're in that moment with your partner, right? Like you are frustrated and there's a lot of nasty stuff coming up that it can be really hard to face. But there's this idea in yoga called apana energy where it's like a downward energy where you take that heaviness, that negativity, whatever heavy emotions, and you just kind of release it out. And nature knows what to do with that energy. Like you don't have to worry about what to do with that energy. Yeah. So when you just kind of take a moment and allow yourself to feel whatever it is you're feeling, because you have to feel whatever it is you're feeling for the feelings to move. When you take a moment to really take in all five senses and really just take a moment to soak all of that in and take a few breaths, you'll be able to reset and maybe come from a clearer space. But I think it's really important for couples to know that they have to show up for that work. They have to be open to that kind of work, because you can be in this frustrated state and not get out of it because of pride, because of whatever, you know, and you just can't make it past that frustration or past that hard conversation that you're having or that annoyance that you're having with your partner. But it's in that moment that we actually grow when we're able to take a moment and be like, okay, let me take a second here, maybe walk this off a little bit. So if you're on a long hike and you're like, gosh, like, what am I going to do? Now we're on this for, you know, 2 hours or however long, and I'm annoyed with this person, he's pissing me off or whatever it might be. And you don't want to stay in that, you know, in that vibe. You don't want to stay in that sort of state of mind. And so kind of come back to the present moment, realize where you are, take a look around, take in those sounds, those surroundings. And it may sound a lot easier to do than when it actually comes to doing it, but that's a lot of things in life, right? It's a practice, and getting out as couples into nature, it has just a multitude. So many different positive things can come from it, even if it doesn't look positive. But again, I think that it's important for people to be open to it, because if you're not open to it, you're not going to kind of move through these things. But nature gives a really safe and healthy space for you to kind of hash out and work through some of these things.
Wherever you go, there you are. Mm. If I am experiencing sadness or anxiety, or if I'm navigating whatever it is that I'm navigating as an individual human being or in my relationship, regardless of whether we're in a hopefully very straight studio, clean studio, or in an expansive environment like Yosemite National Park, I'm still with myself and whatever thoughts, feelings, experiences I may be having. So as you're suggesting, I just want to echo that we can't, or actually would challenge anyone who's listening to this right now, to not avoid our experience, whatever that might be, to stay open to whatever comes up, because that is the trick to long-term, healthy, loving relationships, is the recognition that you're going to sometimes be in beautiful places, sometimes you're not, emotionally, actually geographically, you know, but to be able to persist, to stay with our experience, to feel safe enough to trust that we can share whatever we're experiencing with our partner, and that they're going to validate that even if they don't agree with us. And then to do what you're suggesting, Haley, which I love, which is to pause. And I think maybe we talked about this before, and I know I've talked about it here on the podcast, but like, if you give yourself 20 minutes, whatever adrenaline is surging through your body is because your partner just pissed you off, will dissipate. It will metabolize in your body if you don't ruminate on it. Like if you're like going for a walk, you're like, hey, I need some space. You walk 10, you know, feet in front of your partner for 20 minutes, but the whole time you're like, okay, when I talk to him again, or when I talk to her again, or whatever it is, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. It's not going to work. But if, like you suggested, Haley, you listen to the birds, you listen to the waterfall, you listen to the waves of the ocean, and you actually breathe.
Yeah, you have to trust that healing power that nature has in those moments. You know, you have to trust that that is a beneficial thing to do, as hard as it may seem in that moment to do.
Yeah.
Just taking a moment and really soaking in that energy around you is a really beneficial thing.
Yeah. And the good news, and we're almost out of time, but the good news is, like I said, it doesn't take long to get back to a baseline physiological state if you do it right. And if you're on a hike for like 2 hours, then you can just tell yourself, okay, I'm probably going to, if I just breathe and I go, you know, we're going to get through this, it'll be okay. All right. Anyway, Haley, I just want to thank you so much for being our first guest at Better Love Project on this podcast. Folks, if you want to connect with Haley, we're going to wrap it up for right now. Folks, if you want to connect with Haley in some beautiful nature photography, you can find her on Instagram at Haley Almeida. And as always, for daily relationship advice, we'll see you at a Better Love Project on TikTok and Instagram. Haley, any last thoughts before we end today's episode?
Well, I just want to say thank you so much for having me on this podcast again. It's been a pleasure. And all in all, I hope the takeaway from this podcast is that getting connected with nature, whether it's individually or as a couple, is extremely beneficial. Taking those healing forces of nature and allow it to connect you to a deeper sense of self, and thus deeper relationships come from that when you are good with yourself there. So thank you so much for having me on.
You got it. We probably will have asked you to come back on the show because you were so good today. Ladies and gentlemen, until next time, listen to Haley, get outside, and love each other fiercely.